Master Kip Duren blinked at her, shading his eyes from the sudden light of the main cabin.
Delivery?
Finally.
Opposite, Master Octa Ramus pulled herself halfway out of her smuggling compartment, then levered her legs free and dropped nimbly to the floor. Dark-haired and appealing, she wore a white hooded rain cloak of thin material over the sort of dark, innocuous business dress that was ubiquitous in the Senate building. Kip also pulled himself free, struggling a bit to fit his broader shoulders through the aperture. He chose to fall face first and roll to his feet.
Let's see it.
Saha handed him the toolbox. While Kip laid out the contents on a shuttle seat, Saha brushed dust from the cabin floor off his back.
Thanks. What do we have here? Identities? Cred cards?
Kip held up the cylinder R2-D2 had given Saha and read its lettering.
2 kilos malleable explosive. Do not open prior to use.
Octa settled into the seat opposite.
The building's chemical sniffers will detect it once the container is open.
Right. Makeup supplies, spray on skin tone, and hair color.
Octa inserted one of the identicards into a data pad. She looked at the screen as data began to scroll by.
This one's yours, Kip. You're Izzin Frey, a financial analyst with the tertiary support detail of Senator Treen of Kuat.
Saha offered a dismayed expression.
Tertiary?
Kip nodded.
Yes. She's known for maintaining lots of resources here. A good choice.
She's also known for discouraging anyone prying into her affairs, meaning that many of her people don't know one another by sight. Octa offered him a little grin.
Of course, as a Kuati male, you're a second-class citizen. Time to practice your bowing and scraping.
Yes, madam. Hey, it's still a step up from a slave miner, which I've been for real.
He inserted the other identicard in the other datapad.
You're Ulya Merker. Same delegation. A comfort specialist.
Octa snorted, amused.
Ah, good. I'll need to sharpen my pillow fluffing skills.
Then something occurred to her.
Saha, how did the date go?
Saha shrugged.
It was nice. Dinner, dancing. He was just aggressive enough to show he was interested, but not so much that I'd need to throw him out of viewport.
Octa gave her a cautionary look.
Remember, as nice as he may be, he's security. Naturally suspicious and probably inclined to poke around for information he shouldn't have. Plus, if he ever finds out you're a Jedi using him for access to the Senate building...
Yes, yes.
Saha rolled her eyes.
I can pretend to be living a normal life occasionally, can't I? For an hour?
Octa and Kip looked at each other. He shook his head.
Nah.
She shook her head.
You're fooling yourself.
Saha sighed.
Ah, anyway, one of these chips will have information on Senate building offices not currently assigned to a delegation. If you can forge an assignment showing that another one has been approved for Senator Treen's use,
then we'll have a semi-comfortable place to stay.
Kip grinned at Octa.
I get the couch.
You get the floor. Or maybe the top of the desk.
Saha turned back toward the cockpit.
At least you'll already have your lightsabers past all the new security measures and a constant flow of information and goods from the Solos. This should be an easy assignment, right?
Nah.
You're fooling yourself.